1,500-gallon BioFast advanced septic tank system, a 500-gallon pump tank, and an engineered drip lateral field. In the February 21st, 2017 regular planning meeting, the six planning commission members present unanimously approved a Division III special use permit for nightly rental for the 670 Amanda Drive location. That decision of record was recorded at the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office on March 29th, 2017. And we have our definition for nightly rental. We have our definition for the maximum occupancy. We have our definitions for the off-street parking requirements. And this project received a score of a -3 out of a maximum 29. Staff recommendations for 1725, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission if they approve this permit. One is compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Two is compliance letters from Western Taney County Fire Protection District, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Three, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license number shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. Four, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Five, the residents located at 670 Amanda Drive shall accommodate or sleep no more than the maximum occupancy, which is two persons per dwelling unit plus two persons per bedroom, which may be limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. Six, the 670 Amanda Drive vacation rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the representative to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. Special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. Seven is the current contact information for the property shall be posted on the property and on file in the Taney County Planning Office. Eight, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And nine, the planning staff will issue a certificate of compliance when all decision of record requirements have been completed. The applicant will be required to complete the requirements before nightly rental is allowed to start. And that's the end of the...
Okay. Anybody got any questions?
Nope.
You want to just give us a couple of minutes of what you're doing?
Of what we're doing?
Anything special or anything?
No. It was just a once-in-a-lifetime piece of property that came available that my husband and I would like to live there within... But we have... children at home still, so we have about a 4 to 5 year time period where we won't be able to live there full time. We're a mountain home and are trying to transition ourselves this way. So in the meantime, I would like to be able to rent out, carefully selecting the people that will be in our future home. So the plan is just to rent it out. I have brought a local representative that Mark Mazzi is from Branson Vacation Cabins, and he's going to be managing the property for us.
Okay. Anybody got any questions for her?
No.
We'll see you the 24th.
Okay. Yep. Thank you.
24th.
Harps duplex?
Yes.
It's application number 1726, Hart duplex. Applicants Bald Number Hill LLC, Amy Dixon Plumley, and Chet Dixon. And Amy's here. This was one just surrounded by the village of Kirbyville. Basically, this road here is Coon Creek Road, still 76 Highway, the old Kirbyville Elementary. Let's zoom into the property. You from the north. This is her concept drawing that she brought in. This is our harp onto the left into that curve. Driveway will be there. There's an existing shed right there they're going to keep in the two units. Took some photos. I'm standing kind of right in that curve. There's that existing garage they're going to keep. I just took a picture of the existing residence that was on the home, on the property there. Now I'm up behind looking down the area they're going to build, and she can kind of address that, would be to the right, I believe. And I came up a little farther on the hill, looking down towards Harp. The representative, Amy Dixon Plumley, is seeking the Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit allowing for the ability to construct a duplex to be located at 593 Harp Lane, Kirbyville, Missouri. A Division 2 construction permit will also be required after the Division 3 approval. For the Taney County Assessor's information, the duplex to be built for single-family residents will be built on lots 3 and 4 of the Warnersville subdivision. The duplex will be used for long-term rentals. The lots will be served by Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater and the Public Water District Number 2 for water. Per the Taney County Development Guidance Code, Section 4.1.2, Division 2 permits, a duplex requires Division 3 approval before the Division 2 construction permit can be issued. Access for the duplex will be a shared drive from Harp Lane. Documentation has been provided for the vacation of 9th Street, November 1985, that was platted as part of the Warnersville subdivision. The applicant has indicated that each duplex will be a three-bedroom, two-bath unit, and this project received a total score of 4 on the policy checklist. If the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 1726, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. One would be compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Two, Division 2 permit will be required for the construction of the duplex. Three, a one-hour fire-rated wall from foundation to roof decking shall be required between dwelling units. Four, each dwelling unit shall have access, direct access to the existing road. Five, this decision is subject to all existing easements. And six, this decision of record shall be filed at the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Yeah, thanks, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody got any questions?
You're going to use the existing driveway, right? You're not going to move it around the corner or anything? Further into the corner?
The existing driveway really only goes to the residence that already exists. We would have to create a new driveway that goes up the center of the property.
So it's going to be more around the corner, into the corner?
Yes. I want to clarify that it would not be serviced by county water.
Oh,
we
okay.
would be putting in a well to service that.
I will change that.
Randy, is that something that you would look at as far as site
distance?
Yeah.
She would have to provide as far as site distance and everything with her county road standards. So we'll take a look at that. But her being on the outside of that corner really helps also.
Yeah.
Our driveway going in,
you can see further.
Distance, right. Yes.
Okay.
You can see a long ways in both directions from right,
right
there. So.
Anybody else got any questions?
Yeah, where does Maggie Box live from there? Does he still live back
that
there?
That is the old Pete Box property, but I don't know who Maggie Box is.
Oh, that was his grandson.
Okay. Pete Box lived there.
Okay, anybody else got any questions? Nope.
I
didn't see you.
I didn't try to get located.
No. I ain't got located yet.
Well, if you turn right across from the old school.
Oh, yeah. I'm
and it's just at the very end of that corner.
Mr. Dixon, do you have something?
No, you were asking for Mackie Box.
Yeah, where Mackie's house was.
The back behind.
You know, I don't know. the house there was Pete's house.
May not live there anymore.
Can't live.
No.
Directly behind
the
door.
Not here.
Directly behind it? Okay.
Yeah. 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 I think you're right.
Okay. We'll see you the 24th.
Thank you.
24th.
Thank you. Anybody want to discuss anything?
I would. The fire department evidently says that on these loft units at Branson Creek, that cannot be used as a bedroom. I don't know why it can't be used as a bedroom other than a closet, or why the fire department can make that determination. But I'd like to know what they're thinking.
You use it as a bedroom if you don't rent it.
Well, it's the rental. And I've even when we talked about this and we agreed that that was a bedroom, I didn't agree to that. I don't know why we ever thought that the loft was a bedroom. For some, there was a lady that got an okay from somebody here, and I don't even remember what the conversation really was. It can't be a bedroom. There is no closet. It's very poor access. I mean, it's a loft.
Well, the window is solid. There ain't no way of getting out of it unless you jump through.
Well, I understand that, but is that why the fire department claims that it is not a bedroom?
Well, he said it's not a bedroom per our regulations. Our planning regulations.
That's right. So that's one way we need to determine to have
But he didn't say per their fire code regulation, because he's indicated to me that that's a bedroom to his.
It is a bedroom as far as the fire department.
Correct. Or he'd be sending me a letter saying that they couldn't use it. But see, they put the doors at the bottom of some of the stairways, and that's why they're using some of those as a bedroom.
Yeah, well, this
I haven't seen the spiral
way.
Staircase
yeah, this
yet.
Yeah, first one I'd seen, too.
Yeah, I haven't seen inside of one of the units with the spiral.
Well, I just don't think without a closet, without access to the outside, that we should allow them to put two people up there.
That's what I'm saying.
If you don't have an egress window, it won't qualify.
Well, per our code book, it will.
Yeah.
You're talking a real estate qualification.
Yeah, well, we're talking about tax information.
I'm talking about BOGA. If the fire department can determine occupancy on those things, can't they?
Yeah.
But
they have not reduced our occupancy on the ones that put doors on the bedrooms. They have the ability to.
Well,
and Jim and I have talked about it.
It says that lofts do not meet the planning and zoning definition of a bedroom, so they should not
without their modifications.
Used for that purpose.
I agree. They do not meet qualifications without the modifications they put on them.
I think that's a concern we need to figure out. And it also may limit the occupants enough to where we don't have quite as many problems.
Well, if it was a two-bedroom, it would sleep six.
Mm-hmm. Yes, not 10.
Four plus. Well, even if it was a three, it should be eight.
Yes.
Eight.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we need to bring that up to this fellow that's in front of us now. But we need to have a plan.
He did offer to change the window.
He did. But he cannot put door. Well, I don't know how. What situation
I don't know how that's,
on the top.
I don't know how that's
But he can't
arranged.
Put one on the bottom. Not with the spiral.
This is all open, yeah. I think it's just all open. I was looking at the floor plan, it was all open.
There ain't no deck outside the window, so if you can't put nothing there for escape.
Well, if you got a window that you can at least get out of, you wouldn't burn to death 20 feet high. You may break your legs.
If it was on fire, that window wouldn't stop me.
No. Well, it might be harder to break out than you think.
But you'll have to land on the concrete below.
Yeah.
So you got a choice to get burnt or just break your neck.
I'd take my chances with the ground.
Well, I would too.
But
I don't like fire.
We got to have a plan.
Well, something I think that we need to discuss, since we've got a few minutes, is this buffer. Everybody keeps bringing up the buffer.
Well, we're not changing the use of this property. It's
that
really
deal easy. There is something that's in litigation right now. Correct in that, Scott, that one lawyer takes one look at it, and another lawyer takes another look at it.
It's pretty clear to me in nightly rental in our current development code, it says required buffering. A buffer shall be established between any structure utilized for nightly rental and any existing residential land use, meeting the requirements of Appendix H, Section 6. So that seems pretty specific to me that
Well, I don't know. I kind of agree with Scott's terminology or definition of the terminology. It's not a change of use.
Well, it didn't talk about a change of use.
It's not a change of use, so you don't have to have a buffer.
Well, a buffer shall be established between any structure utilized for nightly rental. It doesn't talk about a change of use, so I'm not sure where that.
Well, right here, requirements between non-residential and residential use.
Right.
Well, this is residential against residential, so it does not meet the requirement of Table H 6.1.
It doesn't.
You guys can.